Chapter 11. The Last Goodbye. After Harold posted his letter, he walked back to St. Bernardine's Hospice, and this time he rang the doorbell. A tall woman answered it. "I'm Harold Fry," he said. "I have walked a very long way to save Queenie Hennessy." He suddenly badly needed water, and his legs began to shake. The woman smiled and took Harold's hands in her own. "Welcome, Harold," she said. And then she asked him to enter. He followed her along a long hall. There were no crowds, no laughing, no clapping patients. He realized that he had forgotten to bring flowers. "I'm afraid that we didn't invite those other pilgrims in," she said. "We watched them on TV. They were very noisy." She stopped at a door and put her head round it, listening. "We have a visitor," she said. Then she turned back to Harold and smiled. He moved into the room. There was a small window with thin curtains that were half opened. A bed stood in the middle of the room, with a chair next to it. Under the sheets, he could see a small shape. "Harold," said the nurse, entering the room behind him. "Queenie is confused and in pain. But she has waited, like you said that she should." He took a few steps closer, and then a few more. His heart was going fast. And, as Harold Fry finally arrived at the side of the woman that he had travelled so many miles to see, his legs almost fell under him. She lay without moving, only a few feet from his touch. She was very small and very thin, and her hair was thin and white. She seemed to have two heads. One of the heads, he realized, was her cancer. Harold looked round quickly for the nurse, but she had gone. He went to the window and hung up the little glass ornament that he had bought Queenie in Exeter so many weeks ago, then sat down by Queenie's bed. The cancer was so big that it had made her right eye close and pushed it towards her ear. "Hello, Queenie," he said. "It's Harold. Harold Fry. Did you get my postcards?" The eye seemed to watch him as she slowly lifted her bony fingers. "It seems a long time since I saw you in the stationery cupboard," he said, taking her fingers in his hand. They sat there silently for a long time until her hand fell out of his and her breathing grew slow. When Queenie woke, she was alone, but she knew that someone had come. He was someone that she liked. He was a good man. He talked about walking. Yes, he had walked. But she could not remember how far he had come. Maybe it was just from the car park. She looked out of her single eye towards the window. Something hanging there was making a beautiful pink light. The man was Harold Fry. She remembered now. He had come to say goodbye. "Queenie, are you there?" she heard a man's voice say. She did not know if it was Harold Fry speaking or her father, another good man. He was dead now. "Yes," she said. The light was very bright. "Yes," she said again. "Here I am." She opened her mouth to breathe in more air. It did not come, but something else did. and it was as easy as breathing.